Saturday, May 9th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 19, verses 10 through 15. Then you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you, and shall say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, so will I break this people and this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, so that it can never be mended. Men shall bury in Topheth, because there will be no place else to bury. Thus will I do to this place, declares the Lord, and to its inhabitants, making the city like Topheth, the houses of Jerusalem and the houses of the kings of Judah, all the houses on whose roofs offerings have been offered to all the hosts of heaven, and drink offerings have been poured out to other gods, shall be defiled like the places of Topheth. Then Jeremiah came from Topheth, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I am bringing upon this city and upon all its towns all the disaster that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their necks, refusing to hear my words. Shattered, yet redeemed. Jeremiah's acted prophecy is jarring. A clay vessel smashed beyond repair, a sign of Judah's hardened impenitence and the Lord's righteous judgment. There is a finality being shown. This is not a minor crack, but total ruin brought on by persistent idolatry and refusal to hear the word. The people had stiffened their necks against the Lord, therefore judgment would not be turned aside. Yet even here the Lord's strange work of judgment serves his proper work of mercy. The shattered pot points us forward to another vessel, Christ's own body, broken under the weight of divine wrath, not for his sin, but for ours. At the cross, God's judgment falls fully, yet not on those who deserve it. In Christ, the unrepairable is restored. Repent, hear his word, and trust the one who was broken, that you might be made whole. Amen.